open up with congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. It was a longer campaign and more difficult than I'd anticipated. This was really the first election, certainly of this size, that I've ever been a part of. And I think we ran a positive, clean campaign, and it paid off for us in the long run.
So talk about why you think it was the way I'm having trouble spitting words out. Talk about the campaign process and what led you to the observation you just gave.
You bet. Well, I think that we had some really good ideas in terms of things that were important for the voters in College Station regarding their schools that they thought were important. You know, I want to take the time to thank family and friends, my wife Liesl especially, and all the supporters that we had who really kind of bought into the fact that being on school board was something that I would be good at. It's amazing how much time, effort, and resources it takes to run for a volunteer position. But it's a position that I think is incredibly important. I think that the issues that face our district in terms of the amount of growth that we have and trying to find new ways to be accountable over and above state tests and the other things that I relatively consistently brought out during my campaign really kind of resonated with voters. I'd like to thank both my opponents for running very good races. I got to know Ben Roper well. I didn't know him before this election started, and I think Ben is a man of incredible integrity. I really wish I hadn't been running against him. And I think that if he decides to run in the future, he'd be an excellent school board member.
Going back to comment you made about the ideas resonating with those that you visited with while you were campaigning, if you can give a few more specifics about the types of things you would like to see incorporated.
You bet. Well, I think that one of the things our district has tried to be at the forefront of, and something that I believe incredibly strongly in, is what we call community-based accountability, which is, for the most part, how we measure our success as a school district from a state perspective is all about how we pass these, how well we do on these standardized tests. And while those standardized tests, I think, are important and they measure really good things, I think they are a very narrow part of what success should mean for us as a school district. I think that in addition to being able to come through on that technical academic knowledge, that we're finding a lot out from research about what kinds of things lead to success in life. And those things have a tendency to be things like determination, the ability to overcome adversity. And we have the ability to teach those things in the schools, starting at early ages. And I think that we should be able to find ways to measure whether or not we're being successful on all the things that people in this community really want us to be successful at, other than just being able to say that 94% of our kids passed the tax test, which is great, but I think we've proven that we can do that, and there's a lot more to success for that for the district than that. I think we're facing an enormous burden from the growth that we're experiencing as College Station. Adding 350 to 400 kids a year to the district is a huge burden, and I think that we as a district have planned around that really well, but I think that that's going to continue to be a major challenge for us on a go-forward basis. in addition to not only just the numbers, we've got a big-time changing demographics around the kinds of students that are entering our district that will create different kinds of issues for us. One of the things that I heard from people as we made our way around and campaigning and trying to listen to things that were a concern to people was the fact that a lot of people think that we should have more technical training, that not every student we graduate is going to go to college, and while we should do our best to give every student that opportunity, and push them to the fact that they can do that and give them that self-confidence, the fact is not every student is going to. And I think that we can do a better job of coming up with technical and vocational training that will serve them well when they come straight out and enter the workforce.
Let me get your reaction to the bond issue vote tonight, because a lot of what you just said really kind of ties into this whole series of things that are in this $83.5 million package.
Absolutely. And I'm excited that bond passed. I think that in general, the city of College Station is incredibly supportive of the school district in general. I think that when the school district makes a strong case for what it needs future-wise and capital-wise, and of course the bond is not maintenance and operation kind of money, it's more capital improvement kind of money. But I think everybody in College Station realizes that we are the second fastest growing college community in the country. And with that comes responsibilities. And the fact is that even though that's an enormous amount of money, when you look at the debt that other districts around the state have that are growing at the pace we are, that have added a second high school, we fall really low on that scale. And we do not have a tendency to carry debt or carry debt lightly. And we do not, take out a 30-year bond on things that are set to depreciate over a 5 to 10-year period. I think that historically, even though these bonds are worth a lot of money, when you look at it, we're actually a very frugal school district, and we are pretty good at being efficient with taxpayer money. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't look strongly at these things, but I think if you look at the things that were actually in the bond package, and certainly the things that the board and the district administrators decided to leave out, even though they might have been things that were wanted to some degree, I think that they came to a very rational conclusion about the things that we need. And, those things aren't always sexy, for lack of a better way to put it. Nobody gets excited about spending millions of dollars on a warehouse. But the fact is, we're paying a lot of money to rent stuff because the warehouse facilities that we currently have are not up to par. And, my position in the business school, if there's anything I've come to appreciate, it's the notion of operations management and bottlenecks and how much money having a subpar warehousing and space issue costs you in the long run as opposed to the efficiencies you can gain by doing things well. So I think in the long run, some of these things that passed in the bond package are really going to allow us to be successful as a school district in ways that we haven't even yet fully realized.
One other observation about the bond issues that College Station school district voters have now approved 3 bond issues in the last 6 years. And I've lived in places where it'd be great to get one in a lifetime.
Absolutely. I think the College Station community has been is very generous in that regard. I don't think we can stress enough, and I think people realize this when they look at these bond issues. I've been here now for 14 years, which in the overall scheme of things for, you know, for a lot of people in the community is not a huge amount of time. But this place is night and day different than it was when I just first moved here back in 2000. And we have a responsibility as a district to put all of our kids in a learning environment that challenges them and pushes them to be the best that they can be. And the fact is we've got to have facilities. We've got to have things that put us in a position to be able to do that. I believe that College Station constituents want us to have an excellent school district. I personally believe that schools are the foundation for a city's success. I mean, you want to know who's going to be living here 10, 15 years from now. It's the kids that we graduate out of our school system. And you can either make a choice to push for making sure that you're providing the kids in the district what they need in order to be successful, or you can start trying to be frugal and cutting corners. And that's not to say that you shouldn't be efficient with the money that's asked for, but at the same time, you know, you start missing a couple of necessary bond packages and all of a sudden have schools that their classes are at the upper limits of what the state allows, and you start sacrificing education. And once you get in that hole, it's a very difficult hole to dig your way out of. And so I think that they, at least from what I can observe, not having been on the board for the last number of years, I think they've kind of struck a balance between being able to pick out the things that are necessary and push out the things that aren't necessary in terms of asking for money from the constituents of the city.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so. You know, I'm just I'm incredibly appreciative for all the people that supported me during this election. The fact is I've met an enormous number of people that I never would have gotten to meet had I not gone through this process. And I've had a lot of people really kind of stick their neck out for me because they believe in what I have to offer. And they believe in the College Station School District. And I cannot thank these folks enough, including my wife, who's been through, you know, I think she stresses out significantly more than I do about all this stuff. And, you know, I'm not sure when we originally signed up to this, I was the first one in the door on the first day to put my name down and sign up. And obviously, everybody hopes when they're the first one that nobody will choose to run against them. But the fact that we had two opponents, I think the truth is going through that process of an election made me stronger and honed, I think, the things that I think are really important. And had I not gone through that process, I think that I think I'm a better school board member for having gone through the election than I would have been having run unopposed. And that's not to say that I wouldn't have appreciated running unopposed. But I appreciate the process we've gone through. And I'm just glad that the citizens of College Station had enough trust to put me in this spot.
And to be able to take 53% of the vote in a three-candidate race.
Well, that was fortunate. You know, I that's more than certainly I had probably anticipated. I think that we ran a very clean race, a very open race. We did our best, and I think all three of us, to some degree, of making sure that everybody had all the available information. Radio stations in town and KEOS and you guys KAMU, all the different places that we talk to, the Chamber of Commerce putting on their forum, and KBTX, all these different areas brought out a lot of these issues and then went out of their way to post them so where voters could actually easily click on and find that information and the differences between the three candidates. And I found that to be overly refreshing as opposed to just having to go by what people said. And my hope is that, you know, certainly the majority of voters were able to take advantage of those things and make a good decision.